Good morning. Welcome, everyone. I want to say a few things before we really call to order and invoke God's blessings upon our efforts. Our city historian, I see you over there. Thank you so much for that insert and all you've done throughout the years. I want to draw attention to this. I wouldn't know how to describe you, this fine-looking bunch of men over here. Not motley, but this group from the Knights of Columbus. It was about 2 months ago that our American flag that flew here was tattered, shredded, endured several storms, and this group of men noticed its need to be replaced and didn't just go get an American flag. The captain over there had a flag flown on the USS Lassen while it was underway, which is named after a Vietnam Medal of Honor recipient. Our South Carolina flag was in the same shape, and Senator Rex Rice, who's at another Wreaths Across America ceremony today, came out here on his own just a few days ago and replaced the South Carolina flag. A testimony to his leadership and the leadership of these men and all that they have brought today. And what they also brought, I don't want to lose sight of our POW MIA table that is enduring the wind and all that that means. Let's ask God's blessings upon our efforts. Heavenly Father, it is good that we are here this morning. In the cool of the morning and even in the wind, to honor those who have served, who have taken the oath, who are now buried here, interned, still standing watch, their names visible and some invisible. We ask for your blessing upon our efforts. I pray that we would give all glory and honor to you first and foremost, that we would be happy to perpetuate the names of those who have served, who lay here in our city cemetery, the Sunrise Cemetery. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Pickens High School, this ensemble, and Steve Raines, who put this together for me. He served both in the Army and the Marine Corps, and I took the liberty in the program to put you down as a Marine. I'm sure that you take no umbrage to that. Some scripture reading that brings the oughtness and the goodness to all of this. This is from 1 Chronicles. It's a description of soldiers, warriors. They came over to David in the stronghold. Mighty men of valor, men trained for war, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like lions and swift as gazelles. Mighty men. There were archers using both the right hand and the left to sling stones and shoot arrows, men who could keep ranks. No doubt our God is a warrior. He's a God to the warrior. And he's a warrior in prosecuting his cause of the gospel. There is kindness, there is love, there is joy, and many attributes, but make no doubt, God is a warrior and has used warriors. I read these descriptions here, not knowing, and we will sound the names shortly, and I'm sure that these are apt descriptions of these men who are buried here. And to bring it more to home, in the book of Ruth, moreover, to raise up the name of the dead, that the name of the dead would not be cut off from the gates of this place, is a description of the importance of perpetuating the name of the dead. There's a kindness to it. There's an oughtness to it. It's why names are visible on tombstones. It is right to do, much like this flag that was flown in honor of that Medal of Honor recipient, Lassen. This is a right thing that we do here today to honor our dead. And that famous quote on this program, I draw your attention to that. And how we care for our dead is a reflection of our nation, and how we honor them, especially those who have taken the oath to serve in combat and not in combat. And I look around now and I know many veterans here, and we thank you for that service as well. We'd ask you now, with solemnity and honor and reverence, I'd ask that the names be sounded of our dead in this cemetery.
Lloyd H. Dandy,
Waddy Thompson McFall,
S. A. Hunt,
George W. Earl,
Joab Malden,
Harvey A. Ritchie,
Noah R. J. Hunter,
Julius Wanamaker,
Frank Groton Malden,
Joseph Campbell Williams,
Samuel Claude Dunn,
Olar T. Hinton,
Roy Alexander Finley,
James L. Hall,
James Cox Edmond,
James D. Guertin,
W. H. Ashmore,
Oliver P. Knight,
Vasco L. Lohr,
Russell R. Edens,
Paul T. Porter,
Charles Fletcher Allen,
Gus W. Wilson,
Arthur H. Powell,
Alex Cameron,
Monroe Clarence,
William David Dandy,
Theodore Wellborn,
David Roper Craig,
Jesse D. Gillespie,
H. Bayless Hendricks,
Forrest W. Rude,
Frank A. Melch.
Richard Andrew Gibbs.
David L. Russell.
Charles F. Lindsay.
John R. Rishtoff.
Lee Albert Bowie.
Joseph Vickery.
Robert Claire T.
Johnny Mac Pace.
Troy Eugene Pace.
Roscoe Lewis Bowen.
Felix Levi Finley Jr.
Robert A. Bowen.
James LaFoy.
Alex Aiken.
Andrew Simmons.
Monroe Smith.
Raymond Stiles.
Robert Stevenson.
John J. Tate.
Domley D. Harris.
Matthew Wachowski.
Marshall E. Coburn Jr.
A. G. Clarkson Jr.
J. Burgess.
Bowen Brooks.
Charles Ladd Curtin.
Marshall Ellsworth.
Larry Holder.
Ruth H. Holder.
James B. Lincoln.
Albert Moore.
Floyd Melch.
Donald Moreland.
Samuel E. Picklesheimer Jr.
Paul Porter.
Honor Guard, prepare to render salute. What was not read, and in concert with our historian here, there are unknown soldiers. I would ask Major Newman if he would lay the first wreath in honor of the unknown. Just a moment, we'll be dismissed to lay the wreaths, and I would encourage you to read the names and to sound the names. The graves are marked with flags, but prior to that, we would render taps.
Ha ha ha!
wreaths are behind you. You'll see the flags on the graves. Let's lay some wreaths. Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.